Now that the cold front has completely cleared the area, somewhat drier and slightly cooler air has moved in and made a noticeable difference, in my opinion. Our 8-day streak of low temperatures above 70 degrees has come to an end. The last time we had an 8-day streak with the low temperature not going below 70 degrees, that was back on July 14, 1921. The longest stretch of 70-degree plus lows was 9 days in a row, back on August 4 through the 13th in 1896. Model consensus during the short-term period looks a bit more optimistic for us, with any precipitation being limited to areas across the New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont borders. An upper-level low will move further south across the Ohio Valley today, and high pressure will begin to build in and continue to strengthen over the weekend. As the upper-level low continues to shift slightly south, high pressure across the East Coast will start to move westward. By Sunday, the upper-level low moves even further west and south, allowing that high pressure to continue to build into the region. The models have come into a pretty good agreement regarding the large-scale pattern for the extended period, as a strong upper-level ridge should remain over the interior northeast into the early part of next week, and then only start to slowly retrograde southwestward to the Ohio Valley by mid to late next week. This sprawling area of high pressure will lead to above-normal temperatures and, for a change of pace, not much in the way of thunderstorm and rain action. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has outlined an area of slight risk for severe thunderstorms across Minnesota, northeastern South Dakota, and far southeastern North Dakota. An upper-level ridge will build northeastward across the western Great Lakes on Friday as a subtle shortwave trough moves northeastward across the northern plains. At the surface, a cold front should advance southeastward across northwest Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas Friday afternoon. Although a capping inversion will be in place for much of the day, the model suggests storms will initiate along the front by late afternoon. Convective coverage should be the greatest in north-central Minnesota, where temps aloft will be cooler than areas to the south and west. Due to the presence of a lower-level jet streak, mesoscale convective system development will be possible in the upper Mississippi Valley Friday evening. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, it'll be cloudy and breezy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. In Boston, cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, breezy with highs in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the upper 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today: the normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 96 set back in 1935. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for July 12th, that would be today, of course. Sunrise at 5:28 a.m., sunset at 8:33 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with a high near 80 and breezy conditions with wind near 10 miles an hour out of the north and east. And tonight, partly cloudy with lows down in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance for showers, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon as well, with highs in the upper 70s and a northeast breeze around 10 miles an hour. Then mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers as we head through the overnight, with lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today with a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high in the lower 80s. And mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s today. It'll be a little bit breezy too. And tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the middle 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower or a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. The heat builds back in and it remains mostly sunny as we go from Sunday right into Wednesday. Highs in the mid and upper 80s on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, highs will be in the upper 80s and low 90s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.